Pawtucket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
To the Jeff Poor Show at FM Talk 1-065-251-343-0106. Hit us up on that text line, or you give us a ring here in the latter half of this hour. We'll be wide open. A lot of vaccine discussion this morning, and I guess that's kind of the question I'm putting out there. Now that the FDA has said it is it has their full approval, does that change your mind about it? And furthermore. And I've asked this question in the past. I'm going to pose it one more time just for discussion's sake. Is there any way, anything, anybody in charge or anywhere could say or do that would tell you, the unvaccinated, you, the vaccine skeptic, to go out and get you to go ahead and get the shot? Well, what would it take to change your mind? And we'll address those as the show continues. But enough of that. Let's get to our next guest. Always a pleasure to bring on former State Senator Rusty Glover. He's running for auditor here in Alabama. Senator, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jeff. Good to be here with you.
Hey, thank you for making time for us. Let's get right into it. How's the campaign going?
Oh, it's going very well, very, very well. You know, right at this point in the campaign, you know, it's fundraising. And interesting note, you know, my previous campaigns, you know, what a lot of people may not know is that every month, a year out from the primary, you have to file with the Secretary of State's office how much money you brought in that particular month. And in the previous 29 months of reporting that I've done in previous elections, I accomplished something this past last month that I've never accomplished, and that was to come in second place. I was always third, fourth, or fifth, or sixth sometimes in fundraising, and I came in second, and things are looking up. And in fact, it was $10,000, which doesn't seem like a lot, but I imagine that there's been some state auditor races in the past where the candidate won with only raising about that much, because it's a down-the-ballot, not very much advertising dollars spent in that race. But Representative Sorrell, he's put some of his own money, had a very good month last month fundraising. So the challenge is there, and I'm working very hard to have enough money for advertising in the upcoming months. And the second part of the campaign at this point is really going to the different counties around the state and visiting the Farmers Federation's annual meetings. A couple of years ago, I remember maybe a couple of different occasions, Sean was mentioning on the midday program that he was given the names and statistics of candidates in the last three or four cycles who have won with the Farmers Federation endorsement, and it's like over 90%. And so, and the reason why they're so successful, those candidates are so successful, is that if you win the endorsement from them, you automatically have a grassroots organization in all 67 counties, and a down-the-ballot race like this, that is incredibly important. And all five of those that are running for this office are very active in getting out to these meetings and speaking to these farmers, because each county's Farmers Federation leadership, they decide who they will endorse. So you got to get over half of the 67 counties on your side, or you won't get the endorsement. And so it's been a challenge to get to some of them. The other night, Mobile had theirs, and there were also six other counties that had their meeting on the same night. So it's impossible to get to all, but just try to get to all of them that I can, and speak to them, and try to win that endorsement. And over the last 4 weeks, going to these meetings, I've gotten a 100% positive response from them. So I'm very much looking forward to getting this endorsement, and I'm working very hard to do this. I'm not taking it for granted. I'm going to meet as many of them as I can and get that endorsement, and that way I'll have a really good chance of coming out ahead in this election.
And that's interesting. I mean, I think that's been true in the past with Alpha and winning that Alpha endorsement. Mm-hmm. It was always interesting to me. You know, I'd go to these meetings from time to time, and are you seeing a lot of candidates for public office at these already at this stage of the campaign?
Yes. Senate candidates. I was at Autaugaville this past week, and three of the Senate candidates were there, U.S. Senate candidates. And of course, in each county you go to, you're going to have local candidates running for district and circuit judge or
right.
sheriff. And there are state representatives and state senators. I've had those kinds of candidates. And sometimes you can go to a meeting and there'll be 12 or 13 candidates. And if they give you 3 or 4 minutes, that could take a good portion of the time. I've been to three of them, and I was the only candidate for any office. And so that was, you get a little bit more attention when that's the case. And I've enjoyed that too.
Well, and then, you know, if you are able to secure that alpha endorsement, it goes a long way because, you know, my understanding historically is that they do things, they have kind of a network that and they help their candidates out. I mean, you know, how many miles have you driven by, you know, pastures or farmland? And right there along the way there, you see political signage or whatever that they get behind who they endorse, and that covers a lot of territory in this state.
That's very true, and it's not so much the money from Alpha, but because you know, for state legislature, you know, they'll or governor or U.S. Senate, you know, they will give substantial amounts of money, but down the ballot races, wouldn't be expecting very much money. Probably not enough expense even for one mail-out, which is extremely expensive statewide. But that organization, having that organization in each county, and like you said, the members putting out signs on their property, it does mean a lot, and it's very helpful.
And it's almost like a caucus, right, that all 67 counties
– yes.
And they meet, and then they cast their choice to the main state organization that you know it's representative of the state in that way almost.
It is. It's a truly grassroots group. You know, a lot of people don't think of that because a lot of people will make the connection between the Farmers Federation and the insurance side of it. And,
right.
But this is, you know, who we're talking to is not the insurance people. It's the individual farmers. These are and a lot of these people are leaders of their community. Some of them are the presidents of the local Republican Party in that county. And so one is a former senator, one's a current state representative, and so it's a very interesting group. And you learn a lot about the county when you go to these meetings because they talk about some of the issues. You know, prior to the meeting starting, you'll have about 30 minutes to mix and mingle with the group, and you hear a lot about the problems that they have, the concerns they have with the state, and it's very educational.
What are so? I know auditor's a tough you know position. There's not a lot of sway. I mean, you know, auditor has very little to say when it comes to policy making or whatever, but I assume when you talk to these people that they are airing their grievances or they're talking about whatever is on their mind. What seems to be what you're hearing, not just at the Alpha meetings but the other things you've been going to?
Well, I've been a Republicans women's group of DeKalb County. I went to that, and you hear, well, I'll be honest with you, the first thing you hear is Jim Ziegler running for governor. I hear that everywhere you go. That is the topic of discussion. That's the first thing you hear. But you know, it's a lot of it national, mostly national issues, not so much the state. I imagine if the legislature was in session right now while these meetings are going on, you'd hear more state politics and state issues, but it's mostly national issues, Afghanistan, inflation, those kinds of things that are going on, the border crisis down in Texas. You hear about that, and you hear about the COVID-19, the Delta variant. You hear some about that, but it's a variety, but mostly it's national issues that you hear about.
Is that, you know, and you've run for statewide office once before, but you've run in House and Senate elections. Have things really changed from then until now, based on your experience to date?
I'd say right now, people are feeling pretty insecure about the direction of the country right now, like no time I've heard. I mean, even as a little kid, you know, the Iranian hostage crisis, I remember all that. And, And people are more uncertain about our future now than they were then. So it's outside of that, it's not really that much difference. Of course, running for state rep, state senate, you don't travel very often. It's just mostly just local meetings and local concerns. But it's very little has changed really in the last 3.5 years, except for the uncertainty on national issues.
And just how much national issues really drive the discussion, but I guess that's true. It's sort of the world we live in that, people watch a lot of Fox News, or maybe they even listen to, talk radio that the Afghanistan, the border situation, those sort of things. That's just when they don't think of politics at the different various levels, they kind of lump it all together into one big giant, discussion.
Right, and when I'm giving my speech, usually give us 2 to 3 minutes, and I get to really the most important part that I feel in this job, and that's appointing the Board of Registrars, which makes sure that our election laws are carried out, that the books, that the voting rolls are clean, and they have people that shouldn't be on there, and that strikes interest because of what happened in November, and Alabama was the best run elections in the country, according to many sources. But for what happened in other states, we don't want to be like them. And so when I talk about that, it really gets their attention. You don't see as many people on their cell phone or texting or whatever. That gets their attention when you talk about those issues and trying to be in a position where you can help in that regard. That's where you kind of bring this office to the national interest of issues.
Joined by former State Senator Rusty Glover. He is a candidate for the Republican nomination for auditor, an elected position in Alabama. Senator, did you get an opportunity to watch much of the Trump event in Coleman on Saturday?
Yes, I planned to go up, and I've been to North Alabama 4 times in the last 4 weeks, and I have next week and the week after, 2 trips apiece, distinctive trips apiece to North Alabama. So I had just about decided to watch it live stream instead. And then late last week, my trip to DeKalb County was canceled because of COVID. Both meetings were canceled because of the outbreak. And so I said, well, I'm going to Coleman. And so I was ready to go, and I got ill Friday and was not able to go, so I watched it live stream, and I thought it was very, very impressive. I mean, if any other former president or president drew a crowd like that, I think you would see it in the history books, and it barely got coverage in the national news because it was Trump. But like I said, they would pick out something said in it, and it would be like the Port Huron statement or something. It would be something historical in the books. If something like this would have happened for Carter or Obama or Trump or George W. Bush, any of the former presidents, it would have been such a massive story to have 40,000 or 50,000 people show up in the middle of Alabama for a rally. But I thought it was very impressive. The speakers prior to the. I thought I was impressed with the speakers prior to President Trump, and I thought he did a good job. But it was very impressive to me. It was just hard to believe that many people would come out and sit in the rain to be there, and it was really impressive.
Yeah, and there's not really anything like that in Alabama politics in my memory. I mean, maybe the Lad People's event to some extent. But the rally Trump had in Madison at the stadium there where yes. Sessions endorsed him, but that one seemed much bigger. It was much more, and it seemed like there were a lot more people there.
Yeah, and I think it took such an effort to be there in Coleman. In Mobile, yes, you had people from North Alabama and all in Florida, Mississippi coming in. But you sat in a somewhat comfortable in the stands there. You're out in the bad weather, and of course, with Rock the South the previous week, it was so muddy and drizzling or raining during the time that for people to come out in those elements was extraordinary.
Senator, we're up against the break, but folks want to find out more about your campaign, get in touch with you, tell them how to do so.
Well, I would ask them to please like my Facebook page and. gives a rundown. I don't put all the events that I've gone to, but I do put some of them up at places I've been and speaking to certain groups. And mostly right now it's the Farmers Federation meetings. But also I'm on my website is Rusty Glover for Alabama, and I'm being told that it will be up and running in the next few hours. And so we're looking forward to having that up and a good campaign going forward.
Well, best of luck to you. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
No problem. We got to get a break here. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5.